So we are now in the fourth parak. We wrapped up the fourth parak, and we were basically explaining that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that there's a dual perspective of the same Metzius. Now, let's be careful when we say that, because both Metzius are really true, and they kind of qualify one another. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and Ani Hashem Lo Shaniti, he is completely and in every sense fills the world. But the way we are supposed to interact with the world is in a way of makom, that there is a world that he is sustaining, and we do exist, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu allows us to believe that and created a metzias that we can that works with the understanding that he is mitzamtzim himself, so to speak, that he is only soyiv kol alma, that he's around the world. We said this is the difference between Hashem and Elokim. Hashem is the true name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Kei Vav Kei, he's mehaveh the world. And Elokim is hateva, is the shield over the world. It's what doesn't allow us to see the true MS the way it is. Now, he says here that in Parakei, Avalim calls that, Hein Hein Gvuroisav Vinayra Oisav Yisbarak Shmoy, but this is the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'afa Pikein, Tzimtzim, even though he's full, he fills the world. Afa Pikein, Tzimtzim Kav Yachol Kvoyda Yisbarak, Shiyuchol Lehimotze, Inyan Mitzios Olamos Yerkoichos Yibriyos Nivram Umuchudoshim. He allowed there to be a creation that can exist. And again, one of his primary examples he uses to show this is the fact that there are guidelines as to where and what you can do, where you can learn, and where you could be Isaac in Dvarim Shel Kedusha. That to him is one of the primary riots, the primary places where you see this division. That on the one hand, the Kodesh Baruch Hu fills the whole world, but on the other hand, we have to treat the world according to the guidelines that he set up for us. And he dafka wanted there to be places that are set aside as mekoymus of tumah, and we should treat them as such, and we should not bring in Torah into those places. But he says that's all coming from our perspective. We have to deal with things the way we can perceive them. That's the way Hashem, the Torah is based on that. All the rules of the Torah are based on us understanding the world that way. Okay? And in our world, Hashem is like a neshama to the guf. He fills the whole guf. But the guf exists independently of the neshama. Okay? Furthermore, you know, we've said before that all the midos of Hashem, you know, we've discussed this in the past, that all the midos of Hashem only exist in the way we describe the way he's behaving, right? It's a way for us to describe his interaction with the world, okay? But it's not actually describing Hashem himself as he has rachmonos or anything like that, okay? So in other words, the way the midos are is also this dichotomy. Now, on the other hand, Hashem himself has no midos. There's no character which describes Hashem. But the way he relates to this world is in a way which can be described with midos. And that's the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, he says an interesting thing later. He says, this is in the end of Parak Hay over here. He says, V'lachain nikra hu yisbarach b'chol divrei chazal b'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Uh-huh.
His name is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So what is the significance of that name? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did Chazal, that name is Hashem is not in the Torah. So why did Chazal come up with that name to describe Hashem? So the Rav Chaim Volozhin says, very geschmack, he says, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the description of this dichotomy. Because HaKadosh is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kadosh. What does Kadosh mean? Muvdal, separate. Really, he has no shaychis to this world. He has no shaychis to the Bria, the way it is. He has no shaychis to really anything in this planet, in this world. He himself is above, and in his create, in where he is, there really is no world. What does Baruch mean? Baruch means that he's interacting with the world and he's receiving a bracha from the world. He's mashpia onto the world. He's mevarich the world. In order to give a bracha, there needs to be someone to actually receive the bracha. So the definition of Baruch is that we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our end. So he's HaKadosh on the one hand, and from his perspective, it's Kadosh. There's pure Achdus. It's only Hashem. But he's Baruch Hu. We perceive him and interact with him, and therefore it's Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really both ends of the coin. It's the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu where he's separate and independent from us, and it's Baruch in the sense that he interacts with us and therefore is Mevarech us and is Mashpia unto us. But really, everything is one, okay? Which obviously, you know, again, it's hard to understand. And he says again, from everything which is from our perspective, describes Hashem as Kel Elyon Yoshev Bashamayim. Anything describing where Hashem is only from our perspective. Because in reality, Hashem is nowhere. Hashem is everything. So therefore, the very concept, okay, that Hashem is somewhere really doesn't really exist from his perspective. And therefore, all those things are from our perspective. Okay, that's the concept he builds out over here in Perek Dalet and Perek Hey. In the Sefer the Tanya, so I was looking in a few places where he says a similar idea, and he says, I think the Rav Chaim Volozhin is going to say this later as well, but he says these are the two names of Hashem. It says Hakel Hagadol Hagibor. So Gadol is Gedula, is the Gedula of everything. That's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the absolute state. That really nothing else exists, and he's the Gadol, he has the Gedula, he's everything. But Gibor, by definition, means constraint. Gibor is the Bechina, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interacting with us, allowing for us to perceive him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the same time, is Hakel HaGadol and HaGibor, right? He's the Gadol that he can, he's the Gadol in one sense, and he's the Gibor in the other, where he can, he allows for the perception that we can view him there to exist in that way. Okay, so that really, I think, is a sum up of the primary issues here. Now, I'm going to read one line in Perek Vav where he says the following. He says, "V'hine kol yisoidei Torah hakadosha, the whole foundation of Torah, b'chol ha'azharos v'hamitzvos kulo, every law and every mitzvah, asay v'lo yisasei, the positive commandments and the negative commandments, kulam, every single one, holchem al pizois habechina shemitzad hasagoseinu." That means the whole entire Torah is coming for the chelek of our perception, because it assumes that we exist, right? So it assumes the Torah, the giving of the mitzvahs, that assumes creations. And therefore, if that's the case, so therefore the whole Torah and the rules are based on our understanding of the world, the way we perceive it. So what's someone going to say? Yeah, well, that's nice, but really, I understand that everything's really a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I'm going to go to the bathroom with the Sefer Torah, I'm going to learn there. Because I talk, you what? You're on such a low level, you don't see Hashem in the bathroom. I'm on a much higher level. I see Hashem in the bathroom. I'm going, I'm taking the Sefer Torah into the bathroom. Right? So he says that's the biggest stira to the Torah. Because the Torah is telling you that the assumption of the Torah is that it's being given to a people that live in the world and perceive the world the way Hashem wants us to perceive it. And therefore, don't try to connect and relate to the world in the other way. Shavada yesh chiluk mishinui mekolos. Each place, you have to deal with it the way the Torah wants you to. Shemekomes ha-tahirim, a pure place, mutarim. Of course, you have to learn that. But in the bad place, there it's also even to think in. Everything we do is based on that. Okay, so there is no room for mitzvahs and Torah if you're going to try to relate to the other area, the other b'china of Hashem. Now, he says, "V'afshe be'emes shemitzidoy yisbarach hu mole es kol ha'shvag mura." But it's true that as far as Hashem is concerned, He really does exist equally everywhere. Everything's achdos pashut, aval ein anochem yecholim. We're not able, we're not allowed, we're not allowed to consider this stuff. We don't think about that. Right? We, chalila, it's a strong language. In other words, he's like, don't get too caught up with this concept. And that's why he says, right? You can go there, but don't. Get carried away, because if you get carried away, then you'll misunderstand and misinterpret the Torah. Now, I remember there was a story with the Pratzkel Abramsky, I think it was, that for a long time he was in jail and in Russia, and the place he was there was no bathroom, whatever, so he couldn't learn there. So, and he couldn't daven. So for a long time, months and months, he was in a place. And because there was soya there, because there was no proper bathrooms or whatever in the jail, so he was not able to learn or to daven. So he said, so what did I do? What did you do for so many months? If you could learn, so maybe you learned. If you could daven, you daven. So did you just say, look, I'm going to daven anyway? I'm going to learn anyway. So what did you do? So he said that my avoda there was to not learn. And my not learning was my avoda sashem. And I constantly thought to myself two things. I thought to myself, I'm not learning. And I'm not thinking and learning because that's the avoda right now. And that's how I'm being an Eved Hashem. I'm following the rules. And number two is I thought about Avas Hashem, about how much I love Hashem and how good Hashem is to me. And Avas Hashem, you're allowed to think of anywhere because that's a personal heritage. That's not thinking and learning. That's a different thing. You're allowed to think about Avas Hashem, whatever, in this situation. So he says, so first of all, I mean, the story speaks for itself, basically. But the point is, first of all, he could think about Avas Hashem when he's in jail. Can't do anything, right? And he's obviously in a very, very, very poor quality place. And he's saying, how much Hashem loves me, and how much I love Hashem. And second of all, You see this idea. He didn't say to himself, well, you know, I want to learn. No, the avoda now is not to learn, and that's how I'm serving Hashem. So it's mamish this concept that sometimes it's following the guidelines. That's the avoda of the hour. Okay? Fine. So we'll stop here. In Perek Vav, we're going to continue into big, big concepts. But then the seventh Perek, he really gets into deep, deep Kabbalistic concepts. I hope we'll be able to explain it and learn it properly. All right, everyone. We'll see you all.
Okay. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.